Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Well, good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from. It is Find It Out Friday, and you're waking up with Linda Mac Shan. We have some information for you. You know, this show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, an organization that helps you reach your goals in education, workshops, events, and we specialize in taking care of the minds of our youth over here. You know, today is a very, very special day, and I want to start this off with you. You know, when we talk about youth, that doesn't have a number. Youth means to cherish hope. It is a time of development. Youth means to challenge oneself. It is a time of construction. Youth means to fight for justice. It is a time of action. And when I say action out there, we have many, many organizations that are in Washington, D.C., strapping up those tennis shoes because they're going to take that 60th anniversary celebration of the March on Washington in Washington, D.C. Ladies and gentlemen out there, be safe. Children, keep up with your mommies out there. And in order to do that and to have that strength and to take action, we must take care of our health. And this is for the diabetics out there. If you have diabetes, there's a way that it can be cured. And I want you to keep a watch out for Dr. Glenda Davis, Defeat Diabetes. Okay, it is curable. She has master classes that will be posted out there. And as soon as I get the next dates, I'll be sure to put them out there with you. If you'd like to email her, email them, the happyhealthyteam@gmail.com. Okay? Email them. But watch your postings if you're on Facebook, because she puts that information out there. And if you want to have a new mindset, if you want to have a new life, if you want to live, you want to attend one of her courses. She's the real deal out there. You know, diabetes is the biggest money maker in the world, okay? And don't let anybody profit off your pain. Do your research. Learn how to live. You can, you will, and you must defeat diabetes. It's workable. So this evening, we are going to be, our topic is the network of women, okay? Women and collaboration. Collaboration has to be done in everything that we do, and especially starting in our lives. And we're going to have Miss Tiffany with the night come on with us this evening, and she's going to share some things. And then we have a young lady that has an organization, Network of Women Now, that's doing remarkable things. And it is true collaboration out there. So before we get going, let's take a look at this. Find this out. We're going to get this going. It is Find It Out Friday. Collaboration, we can get this job done. But right now, we're going to start off with Tiffany with an eye. I see it. I strategize it. I change it. And I complete it on with us this evening to tell us what she found out on Friday. And then we're going to bring in a wonderful, wonderful young lady that is doing many, many things all over the world. But we're going to bring on Tiffany with an eye. Good evening, Tiffany. How are you?
Good evening. Good evening. Thank you for having me. As you know, it is Find It Out Friday.
Yes,
it
is.
I don't think I've found it. let's see what I found out. I didn't find out a lot here on Friday, but what I did find out is now we're moving into Mercury retrograde. Venus has done her thing for the last 3 weeks or so or more, and now she's done, and she's moving direct, and now we are in Mercury retrograde, so it's just so much fun.
Okay.
You know how I love Mercury retrograde. So if we've not been rethinking, reflecting, reevaluating, you can still do so. So for the next 3 weeks until the middle of September, it's September 13th, 15th, around there, we will be in Mercury retrograde. You know what that's all about. Again, all retrogrades are to reevaluate, reflect, rethink, reposition. So, and, you know, Mercury retrograde happens every 3 to 4 months, so this is nothing new. Nothing
okay.
new. So we just find out where we're going, what direction we want to head in, until it goes direct. So that's what I did find out. How about that? And then I'll probably elaborate more on it later on Monday.
Yes, I appreciate that, gal. Yeah, for Monday, we'll have some more things to put up over on the weekend. And Venus went direct out of here, and she was mean. We're getting things together. We're getting those relationships and connections and just setting this up for our collaboration here. Well, we have a young lady with us, Network of Women Now, okay? This young lady has a great organization. I'm going to call on her to come on. We're talking about Deidre. I do not want to pronounce her name incorrectly. I'm going to let her come on and give us her correct pronunciation of her last name and tell us a little about you and what your organization does. Welcome in.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Loud and clear. Welcome in. Thank you for taking out time to care and share.
Hello, ladies. Thank you for inviting me. My name is Deidre Mwalimu, and the name of my organization is Network of Women Now. And our mission is to support girls and women with basic human needs around the world. And right now we're working on two initiatives. One is combating period poverty, and the other one is menstrual and workforce equity. So we incorporated in 2020, and when I launched Network of Women Now, I launched in Tanzania, where we took feminine hygiene products to a Maasai village in northern Tanzania because they had never had them before. And
wow.
We've just been working. We've been working around the world, but primarily in Louisiana, because that's where I am located currently. And this year, for our End Period Poverty campaign, we are providing menstrual hygiene products to young ladies in the public school system for the fall.
Whoa. So that is such a wonderful thing. Now, you say you were in Tanzania, that this is where it launched out in Tanzania. My brother goes over there quite often. He's an artist. And I just sent you back and forth. He says Tanzania, and you say Tanzania.
Mm-hmm.
But I hear you you're in the southern part, and I'm southern. I'm a Texan, so I'm right across the river from you over there. And one thing I know about southern people is once they put their minds to something, it's a done deal. And this is such a great thing that you're doing, because they know nothing about that there. And that's a form of collaboration. And not only are you there, you go many, many other places. And are you working locally here? I was speaking with Tiffany with an eye, if she could come in on some of the collaborations you're doing, like getting into the schools. Are you getting the schools in Los Angeles, or they're just out now and you're bringing it in? How are you guys doing that?
We're working. They're basically in the South right now, but we're working to bring it, you know, to the West Coast and some identification of the need here. Obviously, mm-hmm. in the South, there's a need, but probably a more dire need there than there is here. We just have a different way of looking at everything here. You know, some people don't want to participate in period poverty, and they think it's absolutely unnecessary, and some, which we all know it's necessary if you are a young lady or a woman who, you know, has a reproductive system. So It's starting there, but we're going to move it to the West Coast and eventually all over the nation so that people can become aware. And I understand from my understanding, Deidre shared with me of the number of states and cities that, you know, are interested and have signed bills related to the subject matter, which mm-hmm. is very encouraging. You know, I can't believe, in the world today in which we live, we don't have access, that women don't have access to something that is vital, such as feminine hygiene, you know. But, you know, we're here to evolve and learn and understand each other. So it's just a very interesting, you know, to me, it's just very interesting, again, why this access is now, I won't say being denied, but it's not as, what should I say, it used to be more common than it was, than it is now. So
yes.
We're just trying to help and bring more awareness and consciousness and education to understand that it's a necessity. This is a need. This is a necessity. This is just not something that we want to just, you take a group of people and do something for them specifically. No, that's not what this mm-hmm. initiative is all about.
Well, I'm glad. Go on. I'm sorry, Deidre. What were you saying?
Well, to add to that is that what people don't know is that the term period poverty just appeared in medical books in 2015, but the concept has been around for a very long time. Everyone always assumed that, you know, this issue only pertained to them over there, but it's also been affecting young girls and women in the U.S. for a long time. It just looks differently. And one of the things that, you know, we're researching right now is, you know, how it affects young girls in the public school system when we look in at truancy, mental health, teen pregnancy, bullying, and absenteeism. So all those factors kind of contribute to, you know, the graduation rate as well. And if girls don't have access to these products, they're using other things to supplement that, like newspapers or bags or something that's, you know, unsanitary, which leads to other problems when we're looking at perhaps, infections or bacterial infections, and then they're forced to go to the doctor and deal with these issues. What we're doing is only a small part of a greater picture when we're looking at a woman's reproductive system. We're not even talking about ovarian cancer or cancers or cervical cancers, breast cancers, anything that deals with the reproductive system. So just providing menstrual hygiene products that are sanitary, that is hygienic, you know, it goes a long way in helping girls understand how their bodies work.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And there's many, many out here. I'm so glad that this is happening. I've gone into some facilities and institutions where, you know, they have those, you know, pads and things where the young ladies can go in and do what they have to do. But not only for the young girls, you know, as an adult, you know, if you go into a public bathroom, there's some adults don't even, they might know about them, but they don't understand about depositing them and getting them away. You know, just, do, yeah, it can be a bit ridiculous. And you and I, Deidre, and Tiff, too, coming up different cultures, you know, there was a time when you got up in the morning, you brushed your teeth, your mama looked in your ears and made sure that they were clean. When that time came along, she sat down and talked to you and told you what to use and how to discard it, you know. But a lot of adults nowadays don't really have that information. And as far as productive organs, when I went back on the school campus, I'll share this with you, I saw young ladies. Oh, they were switching around in their stilettos, and they were walking on that cement for 8 hours or more. And I would have to pull them to the side and say, young lady, let me come talk to you. If you continue to walk around in those high heel shoes on this cement, about time you become 30, your vagina will have dropped to your knees. You need to bring a second pair of shoes to take care of that. It all goes in together, the hygiene about it, the proper way to discard it. And as you say, and can work with your mental, because we know those menstrual cramps can drive you crazy. And it's not really, it's just a thing that they feel that, you know, girls should go through. But I am so glad that your organization is out there taking care of this, and you're taking it in, and especially to places where they haven't really been educated about it. That's the most important, to keep those infections out, newspapers, paper bags, whatever they have to do, because that blood is going to flow. Okay, when you talk about menstrual cycle, it's the cycle, and that's what's going to happen. And we are so glad to know that Network of Women now is out there pushing this forward, placing it into legislation, doing your research, combining it in. That's why our topic today, women in collaboration, and it takes collaboration to get all of this done here. And, you know, like, if I may, I'm so glad that you took out the time. I know it's a time frame difference there. You know, I wanted to speak, when people say collaborations, it's just not people sitting down throwing ideas on paper and speaking on it. It takes team. It can be community. It can be network. It can collaboration is actually to work jointly with others together, especially in an intellectual endeavor. And this is an endeavor that does take intellect, it takes education, and I'm glad that you're out there doing it. But in order for us to all collaborate as we're doing on the phone now, this word is going out there. I'm so glad that you are taking care of the young girls across the nation. I'm not just going to say in one place, because this is going to spread out here. I know where your heart is. I hear it in your voice. But we have to have character. We have to be caring, competent, consistency, credibility, and communication is a must. And as long as we keep researching and pushing it in their faces, like you said, it's been around. I've had to write down a date of it's going in the books now, but it's always been a thing. I remember I saw a picture years ago of not a community where the young lady was on her cycle and she had to sleep on a mattress. They go on a mattress, you know, and they're just lying there in that. This is such a great thing that you're doing. I'm so glad that Tiffany with an I, you know, like she strategizes and meets, brought you on, because as much as we can care and share here, to the world, and that's what it's really, really about. And this topic, women and collaboration, you are a woman that's collaborating. We're all collaborating out here. And Network of Women Now is out there moving. Is there a way that one can contact you? What is your website, a way to contact if they need more information? Could you give us that information, please?
Of course. My website is networkofwomennow.org. We are a 501c3. All of my social media, mostly on, I mostly do Instagram and Facebook, and I do have LinkedIn. Everything is Network of Women Now. And, you know, to your earlier point about the collaborative efforts that we do around the world, you know, period poverty looks different in different parts of the world. In India, they have this practice where once a girl is on her menstrual cycle, she's forced out of the village in her safe environment to a hut that sometimes does not have doors. It may not have any type of secure closing or fastening where she can feel safe. She can go in and feel safe. She's not allowed to cook in there. And if she's 10 years old and she's on her period and no other woman is in the village, she's forced to be out there by herself. I've gotten reports in a part of India right now that 32 women so far has died from from living out, being forced to be out in these huts, four of them between the ages of 12 and 14, two died from snake bite. Another one, she hemorrhaged to death, and the other one from typhoid. And there's been attacks on women because they're in the rainforest. Tiger and bear attacks as well. But here in America, you know, the signs may be a little subtle, a bit more subtle, but in Louisiana, what I'm finding with my research is that, you know, of course, when there's a food drought in certain communities and children and the girls tend to have their diet consists of a lot of processed foods, that's one of the contributing factors to some of them starting their period as young as nine. In Louisiana, as part of a puberty and hygiene class, Our Lady of the Lake is teaching classes to fourth-grade girls and fifth-grade boys and girls. Now, the issue with this is that the girls need the class. The kids need the class, especially, you know, the boys. It's good to include them in this because we're talking about healthier relationships with themselves. But they're not teaching classes between the ages of the grades between 6 and 12. There's nothing out there in the state of Louisiana to talk to students about hygiene. If they miss that fourth and fifth grade class, then they're out here either learning from the internet, learning from themselves, or if they're not learning it from home about their bodies and how, you know, the bodies function, then we have a lot of uneducated people who start out as children but end up as adults. So, you know, period poverty looks different in different parts of the world. In Tanzania or Tanzania, you know, young girls just don't go to school when they're on their periods if they don't have supplies. So there's a generation, yes, there's a educational gap that's growing wider and wider between girls and boys.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something, you know, because it's very important to start at an early age. I've had, you know, mm-hmm. during the course of life, adults say, how do you cleanse yourself? How do you take a douche? What? You don't know that? But, you know, like you say, it starts at an early age, and if there's an educational gap there, and it's really, really very, very, very important if they're not aware of it. If this is something that they live with and this is a hygiene problem that they're used to, can you imagine what it's like when you're around persons, you know, who have sensitive nose? I went to high school with a lot of young ladies that had that problem, you know, and I'd pull them to the side and say, put some powder down there or something because it's not smelling too good or whatever. Because like I said, my grandmother pulled us by the ear and looked in the ears and made sure. You know, and, you know, they have a special thing down there. You can have anything on top, but that underwear can't be dirty, nasty, and ugly. Because if you have to, you know, go have an emergency or something, you must be clean. But I'm just smiling over here because for the initiative of you going over there, being aware of that, doing all that research, and that's something we don't think about here. We don't think about it.
Well, I, you know, that is really interesting to me because there's legislation that's going on. New Jersey just passed a legislation the other day that requires public schools to provide menstrual hygiene products in for the entire state. So, you know, there is awareness, but whether or not people are interested in the subject matter is something completely different. But, you know, even in California, There's initiatives for eliminating, you know, taxes on tampons and I think California is trying to pass a similar initiative about free menstrual hygiene products in the schools as well. You know, but what is happening is that there has to be more research. we need to find out exactly what young ladies are experiencing, because for the most part, the teachers, the counselors, the nurses that are in the schools are paying for menstrual hygiene products out of their pockets to accommodate the supply and demand, because the girls are not able to calculate what time of the month their period is coming on. So when they go to school, the accidents happen, they don't have the supply, so the teachers and the counselors are supplying the menstrual hygiene products. But I do have I often have reservations about, you know, where this is leading us, because I'm always looking for more sustainable solutions to this problem. So if every state in the United States passed a similar law that requires free menstrual products to be in school systems, when I did the research in February, what we call the Board of Regents or the BESSI Board, they published some information that says that there's about 169,000 menstruating girls in the state of Louisiana. So that will require that for Louisiana to provide 85 million tampons or pads, but at a cost of about $33 million, and they expected the school to absorb the cost. That's not going to happen. And the other issue is that as part of our research, you know, this class in EBR Parish, in East Baton Rouge Parish, they're not allowed to supply the girls with tampons, only pads.
Mm-hmm.
So just having that information saves us on trying to, you know, advocate for products that they're not going to use. The other thing is that, you know, Network of Women Now, the basis of what we do is about women teaching girls about their bodies, about their minds, about, you know, their humanity. There used to be a part of our culture where your menses coming on your period was a rite of passage, and we celebrated it. We taught our daughters to normalize your period and have a conversation about it to let them know it's nothing to be ashamed of. There's no, you know, we didn't have the stigmas that we have. We understood that it was a natural part of growing up, of being a female. And now it's almost vilified as if we don't have the right to even love ourselves enough to celebrate something that's going to happen so naturally. And at the heart of who I am and what I do, I was born in Mississippi. And my mother and my father, they were advocates of human rights. I learned at a very young age that my mother, the home church that I grew up in, was bombed during the civil rights movement. Robert Lee, he was murdered by the KKK. And my mother and the women went and shrouded the body because the funeral home wouldn't take him because there was so much controversy around the funeral. And my dad and my grandfather and all the men in the community stood, you know, on the property with guns and would not allow the family to be tortured and harassed any longer. So I understood advocacy at a very young age and grew up understanding, you know, as a female, as a woman, this is what we do in our community. We teach our children how to love themselves and to be better global citizens, because that is what is exactly needed all the time, not part of the time, not most of the time, you know. So advocating for the rights of females or women is because we are our children's first teachers.
Yes, we are.
We have to teach our kids to love themselves. We have to love ourselves too, but we have to start early enough.
Well, you're absolutely correct about that, and that's that Southern way, you know. And if you're taught in an early age, and I'm in agreement with you, because our motto here is each one teach one, and that's especially starting with the youth out there, but it goes across the board, you know. And when you have that type of confidence that's instilled in you at an early age, you're something to deal with, you know, because you understand who you are, where you're from, what's been embedded and what's flowing through your veins of that blood that's flowing through. And sometimes you might sway away from it, but you end up getting back in alignment with it. So that advocacy is very, very good, and that's what it takes. That's why I say that it takes a village to raise your children, but what's happening to the village? So that's where we need to put some research in that area, too, and set up as many educational forums that we can to bring people in together to remind them of what their mission is. Okay, we have missions and vows out here. And again, we go back to each one, teach one on that. And we definitely have to get our young girls, because it's a lot happening. I had no idea of the law and how Louisiana works. Texas, you know, our thing was a little bit different, but I've never really sat down and really thought about it. But it's really something to think about. It's something to legislate. It's something to continue to research. It's something to keep screaming in the bullhorn, because if we don't do it, nobody else is going to do it, okay? So I, again, am so honored to have you take out your time, Deidre, to come on with us. We're speaking with Network of Women now. Networkofwomen.org. You can contact them. Go in on all the medias, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter of that nature. Find out what they're doing. I would like to stay in touch with you. And if I may ask, we'd like to have you come on, you know, often and give us an update. Can you do that with us? We want to know what's going on. And I know you're moving across country, so especially when we're going into places like India and Tanzania, as I shall say, which my brother corrected me on. Please come back with us. Please keep us updated. You know, let us know. It's all about collaboration out here. And if one ear gets it, they can spread it to another ear. And that's what it takes. And when you're speaking of women and collaboration, that's what it's all about. So I'm going to ask you, can you join us again? Or I know you're busy, but how often can we reach out for you?
As often as I need to. This subject is not going away. This is an international movement. There is always new information that we're finding out about, you know, new legislation and new situations that, you know, that need to be highlighted in terms of menstrual equity. So, you know, we are also looking at sustainability programs all over the world. I've also donated sewing machines for women to sew reusable pads as well, because the reusable pads are more sustainable as opposed to the disposable pads.
Okay.
So we're looking at different initiatives all over the world, and I can come on again and just talk about those, you know, directly. But anytime you want to invite me back, I will be honored to come back, and thank you so much.
Well, we are honored to have you there, and like I say, from one Southerner to the other, you know, I have a tendency to lean that way. I'm right across the river. Well, we'll have some things happening here because we are focusing on the youth, and perhaps maybe we'll talk about that, and you just fly on in here and bring us some boudin and some gumbo and whatever to so that's how we can all get together and continue to have this collaboration going on. It has been a pleasure, Deidre. Keep up the good work. Tiffany, I thank you so much for you know, making that connection. It's all about women and collaboration. It's all about women and networking. It's all about we all move with character, caring, competence, consistency, credibility, and communication, but we have to get the word out there. So on that note, I want to tell you to be safe down there in New Orleans. I know the weather is kind of crazy. Bring us some gumbo when you come in here, some gumbo filet. These people do not know how to cook gumbo here. Okay, I want the real deal. And Tiffany with an I, can you close us out and just give us that last word so we can get ready for the weekend and come back online for Monday. Deidre, thank you, thank you, thank you. That is our wonderful person, Network of Women Now, N-O-W, and it's not going anywhere. Check into them. Yes. See the good things that they're doing. Let's take care of our young ladies out here. Let's take care of our young men. Let's take care of ourselves so we can actually take care of everybody. Tiffany, come on, close us out. Give us the word of self-care, please.
Oh, my goodness, right? After all this, I mean, after coming behind Deidre, I don't know what I can say, but I can definitely say this. Take care of yourself. We found out what is going on, you know, in some parts of the nation, globally. And remember, and it was said tonight, you know, you have to take care of yourself so we can take care of others. Make sure your cup is full. I always say that so it can, you know, flow into other cups. And mainly just have fun. It is Friday, and we'll be back on Monday talking about Mercury retrograde.
Oh, yes, we will. And I just listened to this, and we'll keep this in mind, everyone. Deidre, thank you. Thank you again. We appreciate you so much, and you will be coming back. You put it in our ears, and we keep our ears to the sidewalk over here. So we talk to a lot of people, so we're going to help out on this end over here. That's what it's all about.
Thank you.
One, thank you, thank you, thank you. Ladies, have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Good night.
There is a way. There is a way to do everything you need to do. But we're going to get back on this health topic over here. You know, we have to be healthy in order to gain wealth. All right? Now, if your health is bad and you have wealth, you're not going to have it too long because you're going to be spending it on your health out there. And again, I want you to pay attention to Dr. Glenda Davis, the diabetes. There is a cure, okay? Dr. Davis has diabetes transformation master classes. You want to look out for that, okay? She posts that on Facebook. I'm going to give you an email that is the Happy Healthy Teen at gmail.com. You want to check them out. And also, you want to go to diabetestransformationmasterclasses.com and get that information. You need the education. We need to relearn to learn to live. We all need to live out here. And the more that you know about your body and what makes it tick, then the more you can have a dialogue with someone who's trying to take you in a different direction. And for diabetics out there, you know, we've been sticking and pricking for over 40 years. Yeah. And you're not getting any better. All they're doing is upgrading your thing, and you're not looking anywhere else, and you're going to check on up out of here. Now, me personally, I want to live. And I'm pretty sure that all of you do too. But if you want to get the real deal, you want to get the education you need, you want to find out what you need to do to cure this horrible, horrible disease out here. They don't want to tell you that because it's a money maker. And once you get that information, you're going to be feeling just like Miss Alicia Keys. You're going to have a brand new you. People are going to be asking you, what's happening with you? You look different. Your skin is pretty. You have more energy. Okay, that's a dreadful disease. Dr. Glenda Davis, defeat diabetes. Sleep with that word on your mind. Wake up with that on your mind. You can defeat diabetes. Check her out. She's the real deal.
It's been a while. I'm not who I was before. You look surprised. Your words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad. It's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad. I found a brand new kind of free. Careful with your ego. He's the one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back. God knows something had to change. Thought that you'd be happy. I found the one thing I need. Why you mad? It's just a brand new kind of me. It took a long, long time to get here. A brave, brave girl tried. It took one too many excuses, one too many lies. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if I talk a little louder, if I speak up when you're wrong, if I walk a little taller. I've been under you too long. If you notice that I'm different, I'm taking personal things. Don't be mad. It's just a brand new kind of me. It ain't bad. I found a brand new kind of free. Oh, it took a long, long road to get here.
not waiting for your okay. I'll never be perfect, but at least now I'm brave. Now my heart is open, I can finally breathe. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of free. That ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of me. Don't be mad, it's a brand new time for me. I get filthy when that liquor get it to me. I've been thinking, why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, nah nah. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, nah nah. Cigars on ice. Feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights. You got me pity, 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 baby. I want you, nah, nah. Can't keep your eyes off my pity, daddy. I want you, nah, nah. Drunk in love, I want you. We woke up in the kitchen saying, how the hell did this shit happen?
You're a fool if you think you have that. You is love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.